Hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to Toot
Toot.
Two Dudes Assorted Tunes. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio.
In Easton, Pennsylvania. Woo. I'm Owen.
I'm Jake.
And this is still Toot.
It's still Toot.
22 seconds later, still the same show.
Yo, Owen.
Much to the chagrin of all of our listeners.
Oh, yeah. All of them hate it. They're trapped. Yo, can you turn the headphones up a little bit?
I can't.
Let's give them more behind the scenes. What's going on? Oh, hey, there we go.
Yeah, now you can hear yourself. Congratulations.
Hooray, I like hearing myself.
I hate hearing myself.
Okay. Me too, yeah. I like what I say, though. I think I have good things to say. A lot of other people disagree, though.
Fair enough.
That's why nobody listens.
Well, you know, you could say...
Yeah, this, now would be a great time to turn off your radio.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, what I appear to be. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, beneath this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry? I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, what have I done to deserve such a fate? I have left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
I'm a loser.
That was the Beatles. We just came off losers. We just came off a fall break.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of brunches and meals because I stayed here over fall break.
Yeah.
So the people on our floor, we did a bunch of brunches and we listened to music during those times. And it was a lot of jazzy music. We had a fancy brunch on Saturday where we all dressed up and that was fun. Then we did a shirtless brunch on Monday where we did not dress up. And that was fun.
How did that work?
I mean, I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory.
All right. It was
brunch, but no one wore shirts.
Okay.
That's it. But I ended up on a big Beatles kick towards the end of break because I started listening to early Beatles during those, and then I just kind of went with it. And Beatles for Sale is a lot, like, funky. Not funky, but, like, it's more upbeat of an album than I remember. It's a lot better than I remember it being when I was younger. So, yeah. Hence, Beatles for Sale. You having fun over there? You having a good time?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know what's next.
Yeah,
I can't see the list.
Yeah, you do.
I can't see the
list.
It's
the one song on this list I don't know.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yo, my friend's band released a new single. It's really good. It's called Liftoff. This is what it sounds like.
only self. I think we both might need mental health. I can only resort to support when I didn't mean to cut you off short. You were saying something about the humans and how they never ever pay attention.
Yeah, so that was my friend's band, Bonsai Trees. They're really cool. I like them.
Yeah.
That's their new single.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're on Spotify, so like they're like a legit band.
They are.
It's cool.
Which I think, yeah, no, it's cool seeing. Because, like, you see a lot of people who are our age who are, like, you know, who are really big and famous. But you don't see as many people who are our age who are, like, kind of trying to be on the come up. So it's cool seeing that mm-hmm. side as well, because it's always so removed. You see people that are like, oh, it's like a 19-year-old upcoming rapper, and you're like, you know,
yeah,
they're already so big that it's weird. It doesn't feel like they're like the mm-hmm. same as us, you know.
You know, dude. Fun fact: for everybody who's been out of high school for more than say 4 years. Just take comfort knowing that there's probably at least one person from the same graduating class of yours that's still trying to be a rapper.
Oh, I know for a fact there is one. He posts on Facebook, a promotional company who promoted for A Boogie with a Hoodie. That's their biggest promotional call. They contacted him for to be his promoters, and he's very excited about it.
Oh boy.
So
I don't even know who that is.
What? Oh, what?
Yeah.
A Boogie with the Hoodie. I don't know if I've ever heard a single one of his songs, but he's from New York. He's actually supposed to be like decent.
A Boogie with the Hoodie.
A Boogie with the Hoodie.
What does he do?
Or simply A Boogie. He's a rapper, singer, songwriter, and record producer from Highbridge, Bronx, New York City.
Ah, Bronx.
He's signed to Atlantic Records.
Alright. Neat.
Yeah.
Neat.
So, so what's going on with my hometown rapper.
Okay.
Who actually moved out to New Mexico, so he's no longer my hometown rapper. But
yo, what's the rap scene like in New Mexico,
though? Apparently really in the mood for some straight bass. That's not his name anymore. Now his name is All Day, but it's also something else. I don't remember. He's had like three names in the last 4 years.
That's funny.
So, well, you know, I mean, it took 2 Chainz a while to get to where he is.
What did he have before that?
His
name, some good ones, you remember?
Well, he had one big name, but it's not appropriate for radio.
Oh, okay. You can tell me between songs.
I shall.
All right. Right on.
So, in between songs, here's another song so I can tell you the thing before I forget.
What is this one?
This is Cage the Elephant.
Okay.
Again, buried beneath this house, my spirit screams and dies again. Out back, a monster wears a cloak of Persian leather. Behind the TV screen, I'm falling to my knees. I said, you got me where you want me again, and I can't turn away. I'm hanging by a thread, and I'm feeling like a fall. I'm stuck here in between the shadows of my yesterday. I wanna get away, I need to get away. Blanket of silence makes me wanna sink my teeth in deep. Burn all the evidence of fabricated disbelief. Pull back the curtains, took a look into your eyes. My tongue has now become a platform for your lies. I said you got me where you want me. Flushed by all the fallen leaves, a hand holds up the sky while shamefully I make my plea. The altar's calling, but my legs won't seem to stand. Guess I'm a coward, scared to face the man I am. I said, you got me where you want me.
That was Cage the Elephant. From Cage the Elephant.
Yeet. It was. I like that song. They played that when I saw them. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was real loud. There's a lot of bass on that song.
Is indeed.
Yeah, it was one. Like it was like one of those ones where like the whole crowd just kind of like shake, like, you know, was shaking for the song because the bass was just way high.
Yeah, no. Another band similar to Strokes.
It was tasty.
I've listened to more Cage the Elephant, so unlike the Strokes, I have actually listened to their other albums.
Because you're not being silly in this particular scenario.
But, again, I don't think any of their albums match up to their first.
I agree to that, but I still enjoy the heck
and
out
there
of
aren't
a lot
many
of them.
Well, there's like a couple songs on each of the albums that I'm like, oh yeah, I listen to this again, but I don't have the desire to go back to each of the other albums like I do Cage the Elephant, the first one.
I really like Melophobia. I think you should listen to Melophobia more. That's probably their second best.
Yeah, no.
After that their first.
Seems reasonable to me based on what I've heard so far, but yeah. I just, if anything confirms my Strokes theory more.
It really doesn't.
It's Cage the Elephant.
It really does it not really, confirm your Strokes theory.
It's a good theory.
It's a bad theory.
It's a good theory.
It's a really bad theory, man.
I am perfectly content with all the Strokes songs I've ever heard, and I think that that's more than most people can say. So, you know.
But you've only heard, like, 12.
Yeah, and they are 12 amazing songs.
But, like, they have other albums with, like, at least 12 amazing songs on them also.
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah, but they do.
They might have 12 amazing songs throughout the rest of their discography, but...
But why not at least just listen to those?
Because I don't know what they are.
But I would, like, help you.
But I don't need help, because I'm content.
No, but...
I am contented.
No.
Anyway, here's an artist who has more than one good album.
Hey, wait, yo.
Okay. Yeah, fuck. I don't need this in my life. I'm tired. I have a test tomorrow. Just say the things.
Hey, I'm giving Owen a middle finger.
Yeah.
You guys can all also give Owen a middle finger by sending a middle finger to Owen Robinette with no punctuation on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Do you want people to send me middle fingers?
Kind of indifferent to the cause right now. After your whole Strokes rant leading into a middle finger. Yeah. Kind of.
Fine. If you'd like to send me a middle finger, I'm the one to say.
What's that?
Sounds like a lot of...
Hoopla!
One True Jake. A on Snapchat. That's me.
One True Jake A.
No.
1-2 Jake A. It's a weird gorilla song ripoff.
It's the One True Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With an A at the end.
Nah.
So make sure to get that A as in ASAP for ASAP Rocky. Here's some ASAP Rocky.
Sounds like a lot of
hoopla.
Hoopla.
And make it everlasting. I'm the type to wake up and say it never happened. I mean, girl with hella passion. But it's cold how we smashing. Left her sleeping on a separate mattress. I think her body makes for better practice. Good excuse for my absence. Like Flocka, where you been? Heard you done with fashion. Now you're acting. I'm tripping off the acid. Now you're looking massive. This ain't equipped with columns from my reckless swagging. This that dark house party with this record blasting. Rolling spliffs click beside me, fingers Liberace. When I seen this invented Tommy and some. I'm all alone, no. Mood music make me bop slower. Tripping on how I shifted pop culture. Change hip hop on you, smoking like a roster was my pop's culture. I'll be damned if I die sober. I'll be sure to visit Pac Focus. Pretty women's in the spot tonight. Let me see the hands. And for the freaks alerted with the jeeps, let scoops and the beamers and the bins come again. When my death calls, I pray the Lord accept collect calls. Cause I be playing with these women's like they sex dolls. Pull my Prada prior cause it's dropping next fall. Don't you saw the next ball, my closet like the Mets ball. I just love it when you speak soft spoken. Up in the magazines with your teeth all golden. Took the whole year off just to learn to make beats. Dropping flames on my release and leave the streets all smoking. That
touch your soul music. I get you higher, grab your lighter fluid. Might add a preacher in the choir to it. I speak the Father's music, hallelujah. Always striving, prosper, stupid. Even Montel can tell you how we do it. Sit back and watch me do it.
And I'm a man of my word, and I got nothing at all. So tell me now, does it hurt? Or it's too late, I'm a man of my love. But gotta keep my weight up. What do I land if I fall? Never mind, I'm flying, you know.
Okay, let's get past all the swag trapping and fashion talking. You want that ticket to get, so keep it in rap and talking. They rap and pause, so get embarrassed, it actually happens often. You my son like my last. And I'm just laughing off it. I change rap, push fashion forward. Yeah, I'm that important. You jack my style, sh** me off. And y'all both acting awkward, jiggling, baby. Nah, go ahead. Ain't nothing better than a pretty big forehead. Listen close, I got some tell ya. Get familiar. It's not just model, it's on my genitalia. Did azaleas from Australia, trips to Venezuela, Cinderella's under my umbrella for different weather. Ella, Ella, ages, play it like I didn't tell ya. Taking pictures anytime we get together and hope to fly away just one day like some lovebirds. Only one word that I'm afraid of is the love word. More power to you, more power to you, my lovely one. More power to you, more power to you, my lovely one. More power to you, more power to you, my lovely one. What's up, bruh? That all depends. With friends like you, who need friends? Sometimes the best advice is no advice. Especially when it's your advice. Man, remember, your man was on stage dressed like a family member. Man, everything basic to Ye Guevara. That means Saint Laurent is my Zara. I remember Rochelle ain't wanna f*** with the polo. Hey, she missed out, hashtag FOMO. I got one child, but I'm like I'm trying to make FOMO. They wanna throw me under a white jail, cause I'm a black man with confidence of a white male. Hallelujah.
Ayo.
I love just the casual Kanye throwing into that song, because it doesn't add anything to the actual out, like in terms of the flow of the album, in terms of even the flow of that song, his verse adds nothing, but it's also just really fun to me. And so I'm glad it's there. It's just so out of place with everything else in terms of ASAP's entire style that it amuses me.
Yeah.
But
Kanye is a weirdo.
Kanye is a weirdo, but he makes good music. Dude.
He does. He does.
But yeah, no. Like I said, I have a test tomorrow. ASAP Rocky, for some reason, well, it's not for some reason. I know the lyrics to most of the songs, so it ends up becoming my study music. Plus, it's, like, mellow enough that, like, you can just get lost in it. But also, if I need a second, just, like, focus on something, I can just focus on that, and I'll know the words to whatever song's going on, which I appreciate.
Appreciate
ya. ASAP Rocky, we appreciate ya.
Much appreciate to ASAP Rocky.
They appreciative.
Appreciate.
Much appreciate.
Hey, Owen.
What's up, dude?
What are we listening to?
What are we listening to next?
Well, no, like, what is this?
What is this?
What are we doing?
Oh, we're listening to Two Dudes Assorted Tunes on WJRH 104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio.
In Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Tudat.
Two Dudes Assorted Tunes.
Oh, yes.
I am Owen.
I'm Jake.
And this is Tudat.
Tudat!
Tudat. Yeah. We do music?
Yeah.
And talk and stuff.
We do. Yo, what time is it?
It's time for our FCC regulated PSAs.
Woohoo! Go FCC yourself.
Woo!
All right, I'll get the things.
Yeah, do the thing. I'm in the captain's chair again. This is week two.
Week two, where I'm in charge. What of it? What you gonna do? Fire me?
Look at me. I am the captain now.
Hey, yeah. Yo, Mr. Captain, dude.
Yeah.
You want a PSA?
Give me what I want. Show me what you got.
How about that?
Woo!
Don't let your heart quit on you.
Aww.
Visit heart.org/blood pressure.
Blood pressure.
Did you know?
Okay, let's find out. Did
27.2% of adults in Pennsylvania are living with high blood pressure.
I did not know that statistic.
Yeah, it's a very specific statistic.
Quite.
Dear Jeff, the pressure you're putting me under is too much.
Wait, yo, who's Jeff?
I quit. Who's? Sincerely, your heart.
Who's Jeff?
This is some dude who apparently his heart just quit on him.
Damn, that sucks.
Did you know in the United States, 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure?
No, I did not.
77% of people who have a first stroke and 69% of people who have a first heart attack have high blood pressure.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. Huh. According to this ad from the Ad Council and the American Heart Association and the American Stroke Association, check, change, control.
Control.
High blood pressure. Control. High blood pressure cost the nation an estimated $46.6 billion in 2010.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It was also a while ago.
That's true.
But still.
Yeah. Hey, look, dude, if I spent that much money, six, seven years ago, what was it, 2010?
Yeah.
Yeah, 7 years ago, I would still remember about it.
Well, yeah, because you're not a country with a $1 trillion GDP.
That's what you think.
I mean... Am I wrong?
That's just like your opinion, man.
Hey, so anyway, watch out. Go get checked for high blood pressure because it's a serious but silent killer.
Yep.
So do that ish.
Yep.
What's next?
I don't know. Let's find out. How about this one?
What's next? Oh, what's next?
It's a radio catalog.
What's next? What's next? What's next?
This is not a radio catalog. Let's see. I don't think it is. Let's find out. Oh, Feeding America. Okay. Help kids in your community get the meals they need to grow. Feedingamerica.org. Help end childhood hunger. We'll do anything for kids, yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. Blah, blah. We'd do anything for kids. There we go. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Uh-oh. Yo, I think this is a new PSA. We get to break the seal on this one.
Do it.
Woo! All right, you ready for the Did You Know?
Yeah.
First off, there's a data CD. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know 13 million kids in America struggle with hunger?
13 million and one. What's next?
Would you like to go to Wawa after the show?
No, I need to sleep.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Did you know billions of pounds of surplus food go to waste every year in the U.S.? More than enough to feed people in need.
I did know that. Did you know that a quarter of that comes from Lafayette Dining Services?
No, I did not.
Well,
that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a big number.
Is indeed.
Yo, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks helped provide 3.7 billion meals to over 46 million people and families serving nearly every community in the United States. Did you know that, Owen?
I did not, but that's pretty dope.
Right?
It's a lot of meals.
Yo, dude, help end childhood hunger in your community. And that is the end of that PSA.
Be helpful.
Woohoo!
Do food stuff.
Food stuff!
Donate food.
Yep.
Feed the hungry.
Yep. Yo, donate Girl Scout cookies to them.
Eliminate the problems that leave people hungry in the first place.
That's also a good idea.
Lack of access to fresh food. Lack of access to affordable food. Lack of access to affordable non-processed food.
Yo, dude, but seriously, for a second.
General poverty.
If you want to donate food, like, people donate tons and tons of, like, beans. Get something that people want to actually eat.
Like, or, like, throw something some variety. Yeah.
Yeah, throw some variety in there. And get, like, you know, something else. How about soup?
See, the problem is that a lot of food banks won't take perishable goods.
That's true. That's true. But
perishable goods often are the ones that are most needed.
That's
in terms
true.
Of a day-to-day sort of endeavor. Like, yeah, it's nice to have, like, extra canned food in case of an emergency or in case of, like, something going on. But you also shouldn't live off of canned food because in order to make that canned food preserve, there's a lot of sodium in it.
Yep.
And so, like, yes, it's not to downplay anyone's benefits. Obviously, like, if people are still donating that food and people are able to eat, that's still positive. But at the same time, it's important to look at a holistic picture and to say, like, yes, this is a good Band-Aid, but that doesn't mean that we're fixing the problem. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you want to fix the problem? Fix poverty. Tackle that one, America. Looking at you, Donald J. Trump. I'm just kidding. I know he can't do that. But... It doesn't mean we can't hope.
But we do know he listens to our show, and he thinks we are fake news.
He probably does. We also know that he probably listens to Eminem and thinks that Eminem is fake news.
Does he listen to Eminem?
Have you seen that?
I did.
Okay, good.
I did. That was nuts.
It was like, here's my thing about it. It was funny, but it wasn't a good freestyle. Like, all in all.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, yeah, it was pretty slow.
It was just... obviously, I still support it.
Yeah.
But I was hoping for a little bit more punch coming from Eminem after, what has it been, like 4 years since Marshall Mathers LP 2?
Something like that.
Yeah. I think that came out when I was in high school.
Probably.
Which is 2013.
Yeah, that sounds about right,
so,
actually.
You know, you give a man 4 years, I expect him to kind of swing a little bit harder than...
maybe he was tired.
That's some choppy little rhymes, maybe.
Maybe he was just tired,
he
man.
He might have been just maybe, tired. Maybe I'm giving the benefit of the doubt. He still did a good thing.
He still
came out with a good message. And I appreciate the fact that he was like, look, if you support Trump, don't support me, or vice versa, but you got to pick one. I appreciated that.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows that if you're looking at rappers, Eminem is the one that's going to appeal most to white rural peoples.
Well, you still have Insane Clown Posse.
That's not rap. It's different.
All right. What I would say it's loosely related to rap.
Yeah, loosely related to that rap in the same way that, like, Limp Bizkit is loosely related to rap.
Limp Bizkit?
Yeah.
Bizkit.
That's what I said.
Bizkit.
That's what I said.
Like a breakfast biscuit? Bizkit.
What are you saying?
Bizkit.
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 That's what I'm saying. Bizkit.
No, it's...
Bizkit.
You ever, like, wake up in the morning and have, like, those nice, like, chewy pastry things with the warm butter that come in, like, the
toaster strudels, yeah.
No, not those. The pills, they come in the packaging and they have the Pillsbury Doughboy on them, you know, like the
crescents. Or croissants, I guess if you want
no,
to call
they
it
call
that.
Actually, you know, the grands? They're biscuits.
Biscuit. I don't get the gag here. I don't know what we're doing.
The band is not...
I don't know what we're doing here.
Dude, the band is not a limp breakfast pastry.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's B-I-Z-K-E-T.
Yeah, biscuit.
Ugh. Just play a song.
I know, I'm stuck on this real quick because...
Why?
Because they're dumb.
Yeah,
they have a dumb name.
If you can't,
I should be allowed to call them by their dumb name.
Fair enough. But remember, if you can't handle me at my Fred's, you don't deserve me at my Durst. I did that backwards, but whatever.
My point is, Insane Clown Posse isn't rap.
All right.
Here's something else that's not rap.
Okay. What is it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Stand still, my don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Yo,
the true existential questions. If how you can you have your pudding
if you don't eat your meat?
One's gonna haunt me for a while.
Yep. It's important to just remember though that if you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding.
Gotta have those balanced food groups.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw back to our PSAs. You gotta make sure to get that protein.
Yo, dude.
Gotta get. And if you're not eating meat, then you better catch up on some vegetables.
Yeah.
Certainly
no pudding.
No.
Definitely not.
Mm-mm.
Hey, what's next?
More food.
More food? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yo, dude. I love food.
Mmm.
Food.
In check. Super. I got this girl and she wants me to duke her. I told her I'll come scoop her around 8, she said. Super.
That sounds great. Shorty girl's a trooper. No matter what I needed to do, she'd be like Super. On his own throne, the boss like King Cooper. On the microphone, he flossed the ring. Super. Average MCs is like a TV blooper. MF Doom, he's like DB Cooper. Out with the moolah. I let her get her outfit just to cool her off. She said, it ain't about it. I wonder if she meant it. I doubt it. The way it be in her mouth, she can't live without it. And can't live with this. Handle your business. Villainous, stay on a scandalous food list. One pack of cookies, please, Mr. Hooper. It's fun smacking rookies. He is the Super. Look like a black Wookiee when he let his beard grow. Weirdo, brown skin, it always kept his hair low. Rumors has it, it's a S-curl accident. Doom was always known to keep the best girls' backs bent. Some say it's the eyes, some say the accent. A lot of guys wonder where their stacks went. I call her thunder thighs with the fatty swoller. Only mess with high rollers, do what daddy told her. No matter the city, she with me to do the thang thang. Work in the coop, booty chitty chitty bang bang. Same name on the as on the name ring. Pretty like Baby D or all in the same gang. Keep my eye on her. I really don't trust her, but I treat her like a daughter. Taught her how to and the heat to turn beef to horse meat chalupa. Teach her how to hold it, of course he is the Super. See most cats treat her like fupa, or beat her to a stupa. Take it from the Super. You need to make her feel cuter, and lay down the G like loofah. Everything will be Super. Do for her, keep her in a new fur, so she looks sweet when she go to meet the Super. Got the Buddha, get the Grenadiers, twist it, put it in the air, come in, kiss it. Listen here, Scooter, let her try to bag you when she's on the rag. Never let her fry the ragu, which will have you under some type of spell, crying dag, boo. Her name on your back in a tattoo, whether a bougie or a nerd or street chick. You don't call her wife if you met her at the freak nick. You don't want her, don't waste her time, I'll dupe her. And be a father to your child like the Super. He keeps his hoops in check, sends him out to get glows for more frozen necks. Tell him take his clothes, leave him posing naked for real. Better yet, get him for the check off the record deal. Find out where he keep the tech and the blue steel. Make sure for extra rec, let him know how you feel. And while he's running down to All-Star Weekend to ball, I'm coming with the U-Ball.
Super.
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 So you know what's not super?
What?
I just read?
What?
So you know how iPhones they messed up the iPhone
with
removal of an integral feature of all phones.
Oh, the headphone jack.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So Google just announced that they have a phone that's gonna do the same thing. For no reason. They're quoted saying it's to create to leave room for an edge-to-edge screen, except they don't have an edge-to-edge screen on the new phone.
Yeah.
So it's doubly dumb.
Cool.
So shout out to everyone who ever thought that getting rid of headphone jacks is a good idea, because, well...
That's silly.
I hate you.
It's silly. Lie. It's real silly.
It's very dumb. It's very dumb. My mom works for Apple, and she was like, well, you could just get an adapter to plug in and then plug your headphone into the adapter. And I'm like, yes, technically that is a thing that I can do. Or, counter, I could just plug it into a headphone jack.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's what they're for. And so, like, yes, I guess you could keep the little adapter thingy on the end of your headphones and then just, like, plug it into your phone whenever you wanted.
Yeah.
But this is dumb.
It is dumb.
This is a dumb thing. Because next thing you know, they're going to take out that and they're going to be like, oh, now you have to charge your phone on these, like, because you know how they have those little pillar tablet things where you can, like, put your phone on and it'll charge through the back.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, oh, well, now you can just do it on this mat. So we don't need the charger port anymore because it's just taking up room that we could use for other stuff. And then next thing you know, you're going to have to get the freaking Apple AirPods that look super dumb, by the way. Like, very dumb.
Are those the earbud things?
Oh, yeah. I love watching people walk around campus with them because there's, like, a select few people who have them. I saw them one woman at the store once with them, and I've never once seen them where I thought, wow, that looks really dumb. Like, this is the only thing I've ever thought.
All right.
This is a mini rant that bothered me.
Hey, that's okay, dude.
So basically, if you make phones,
I don't like Apple's headphones anyway.
If you make phones, keep the headphone jack, because otherwise you'll make me very sad.
Don't make Owen sad.
Don't make me a sad boy.
Don't make the man sad.
Laugh at the sad man.
Oh yeah, that's what it is.
Classic Peter Fallon. Shout out my boy Peter.
I haven't seen Peter in a while. I need to go hang with Peter sometime.
Yeah, well, we're all doing work on Mafia.
Yeah, I know.
Anytime you want to come by and do work.
I know. I don't have work, though.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem and also like a lie.
Yeah, but like I can't do it in place, in like anywhere. I need to go to the brimming studio or like
you don't have the painting other room. Classes? Or...
Shut up. It's just lectures.
Okay. We have one more song.
We do. Well, we also have
our, I know, but our, we have one more scheduled song.
Yeah.
That is what I mean, and I feel all like right. at this point people all know right, that's what I mean. All right.
All right.
So
fine.
Here it is.
What is it? Tell the people.
It's J. Cole.
It's J. Cole. He's V Cool.
Winds carry me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me. This is my canvas. I'ma paint it how I want it, baby. This is my canvas. I'ma paint it how I want it. What they do, cause there is no right or wrong. Only a song. I like to write alone, be in my zone. Think back to Forest Hills, no perfect home. But the only thing like home I've ever known until they snatched it from my mama and foreclosed her on a loan. I'm so sorry that I left you there to deal with that alone. I was up in New York City chasing pennies, getting gone. Had no clue what you was going through. How could you be so strong? And how could I be so selfish? I know I could be so selfish. I could tell by how I treat you and my girl. Damn, she's so selfless, but she put up with my ways because she love me like you do. And no, it don't always show I love her. But just like I love you, and I need to treat you better. Wish you could live forever, so we could spend more time together. I love you, mama. I keep my head high. I got my wings carrying me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rest. Faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me. Another day, another time zone. Today I woke up feeling horny, so it's only right I got you playing on my trombone. Keep up, never sure where the words will take me. Beat them up, will regurgitate me. Trump tight, never slurred and lazy. Give a verge and the urge to rape me, but then please. Best friends really make great for enemies. My watch game, can't wait for one of these. I see, this ain't no Rolex, it's an APB. I'm hot dog, catch up to me. Couldn't resist. Aim for the stars and I shouldn't have missed. But I was riding on fumes, so I stopped by the moon. Now I'm sitting on the hood of this. Like, thanks for the view. Waiting on thanks from a few. Cause without me, you wouldn't exist. You know that gave you the blueprint. Don't forget. Cold as your phone on 0%. Going off. Now they're showing off. Swear they hard, but they flowing soft. I'm taking off like Boeing on a bigger point. Getting like a coin toss. Too easy. I keep my head high. I got my wings carrying me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I
don't know why you call on me.
Yeet. Districtle.
Do that. Yo, this is Do That.
It is.
That was our last song, but we have to do a thing.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I have pulled up here, and feel free to disagree, but just because it came up during the show and neither of us ever heard it, A Boogie with the Hoodie.
Right.
He has an album that came out sometime this year. Don't know when.
All right.
His most popular song is off that album, and there is a censored version.
Okay.
Do we want to listen to it? It's called Drowning. It's featuring Kodak Black. And that's all I know about it.
Are we sure it's clean?
It's on the clean version of the album, so.
Okay.
Fingers crossed, I guess.
All right, dude, let's do it.
All right, so.
A Boogie with the Hoodie.
A Boogie with the Hoodie, Drowning, featuring Kodak Black.
Eat
here first on Do That.
Do That.
I'm drowning. I'm drowning. I'm drowning. I'm drowning. Wrist so icy, wonder why she like me. I'm drowning in water. I just bought a cube and dipped it in a fountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show. I'm surrounded. Bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down. I'm drowning. I just bought a cube and ring and dipped it in a fountain. Chain so heavy, I feel like I'm holding up a mountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show. I'm surrounded. Bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down. I'm drowning. I'm with all my. I don't go nowhere without them. If they don't let us in, they might throw shots at the bouncer. Activist medicine got it straight from out the doctors. I'm with RJ, but I call him Wayne cause he's a shotter. Pick up the ladder, put it in the gun, make the nine stretch. Niggas with attitude, but we come straight out of Highbridge. I'm gon' make her panties wet when she see the way I flex. I'm gon' win a Grammy, move my family out the projects. We went from chillin' in the projects to making projects. We was tryna get to the top and they tried to stop us. I talk for myself, I don't need no voucher. She looked at my wrist and she looked at 100,000. Wrist so icy, wonder why she like me. I'm drowning in water, I just bought a cube and dipped it in a fountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show, I'm surrounded. Bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down. I'm drowning. I just bought a cube and ring and dipped it in a fountain. Chain so heavy, I feel like I'm holding up a mountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show, I'm surrounded. Bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down. I'm drowning.
Just bought a brand new chain from Aviani. With attitude, but I ain't from Cartney. Look who that bitch, I'm polo down like Carton.
Sniper gang,
I pull a nigga on the carton. I'm the shit, I'm farting. I don't know how to party. Pull up in a Rari, I'm in it like Gotti. A Boogie, I'm going Scotty. Drop my deposit. I ain't Jamaican, bitch, I'm Haitian, but I got them shotters. Harley Davidson every day, I rhyme with the chopper. They hating, I know they don't wanna see a nigga prosper. I ain't doing trims, I'm in the cut like I'm a barber. She call me daddy, but I ain't her mother father.
Wrist so icy, wonder why she like me. I'm drowning in water, I just bought a cube and dipped it in a fountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show, I'm surrounded. Bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down. I'm drowning.
Cuban ringing, dipped it in a fountain. Chain so heavy, I feel like I'm holding up a mountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show, I'm surrounded. Bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bust down, bitch, I'm drowning.
I'm drowning, yeah. I'm drowning.
I'm drowning.
So there you go. That has 137 million listens on Spotify.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've heard that at some point.
Yeah, it
sounds
well.
Familiar.
It does sound familiar.
Yeah.
That I think it probably though. Showed up in a couple Spotify playlists.
Probably.
Is.
Probably. I enjoyed that, though.
Yeah, no, it was very chill.
Yeah. Good choice.
I still am not a huge fan of Kodak Black.
I dig him in some situations.
I feel like that was not one of them, though. I feel like his flow didn't work there.
Yeah, he was all right.
So Kyle is another artist who I kind of like, actually.
Kyle.
And he has a song called I Spy that he does with Lil Yachty.
Lil Yachty.
And there's a remix that he does with Kodak Black. And Lil Yachty and Kyle have very similar sounds. They're both like a little bit, they're singier, they're higher pitch. And then Kodak Black comes in and he's just himself. And it disrupts the flow very heavily.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like he probably does better on his own songs.
I like Kodak's own songs for sure. Better than, especially, definitely better than features at least.
So.
Yeah.
That's things to keep in mind. So check out A Boogie with the Hoodie.
A Boogie with the Hoodie.
And Kodak Black.
A Boogie with the Hoodie.
So that's it. It's midnight.
It is. It's also WJRH.
104.9 FM.
It's Lafayette College Radio.
And we're in Eastern Pennsylvania.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Owen.
This has been Two Dat.
Two Dudes, Assorted Tunes.
Peace out, mother truckers.
Adios, amigos.
Woo!
Two Dat!
Two Dat!